Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dr. Carol Schramke, who is a neuropsychologist with Allegheny Health Network, and this is Alzheimer's and Dementia Awareness Month. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start by, and we may assume people know what Alzheimer's is and dementia, but a lot of people might not know the difference between the two. So let's start with describing what those conditions are.
So dementia is the big category. It means that someone has cognitive impairment. That usually means memory and some other area of cognitive impairment. Alzheimer's is a type of dementia or cause of dementia. So people with Alzheimer's disease, the only way to definitively know they have it is actually autopsy or biopsy, but they show characteristic signs, and in particular, memory problems and language problems seem to be what people notice first, and at autopsy or biopsy, you can see that they have plaques and tangles, so different pathology in the brain is what will make a definitive diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease.
And Alzheimer's, we were talking about the current situation with COVID-19. Is somebody with Alzheimer's more susceptible to the virus?
They probably are not more susceptible to the virus, but they're at higher risk of having a bad outcome. Being over the age of 60 and every year after 60 increases your risk of a bad outcome and complications of the virus. Also, any comorbid conditions, especially diabetes, which also is more is a risk factor for Alzheimer's disease, is a risk factor for a bad outcome with COVID-19. Hypertension, obesity, lots of other health problems can make it more likely that you can have a bad outcome.
And as Kevin and I discussed, we had seen all across the country these gatherings of people. Mostly peaceful protests. Certainly the violence gets the attention, and we understand that. But we were wondering, you know, we went from being locked down to everybody's kind of breaking out. And I know that COVID-19 is still here and still very real, correct?
Definitely. I think that especially here in Western Pennsylvania, we've done a very good job of staying inside, staying away from people. And I mean, we've learned a lot more about how this disease is spread. And we know that breathing the same air is especially problematic. So if you are going to try to, and I really am a big proponent of, let's not call it social distancing, let's call it physical distancing, and let's maintain our social connections. That's important for everyone, but especially important for people with dementia or dealing with someone, trying to help somebody with dementia. So you want to, if you're going to socialize, if there's any way that you can do it outside, if you can't do it outside, if you can open a window, that seems to make a difference. And especially if you can't keep the physical distance, making sure that you wear a mask will protect somebody else who might, in case you're, if you have the disease and you don't know it yet.
Doctor, you mentioned socialization. A lot of folks are caring for a relative who may have dementia or Alzheimer's, but they are, you know, stuck at home right now. They can't get out as much. What are some tips as far as somebody can use as far as caring for somebody in the family?
Well, I mean, I think this is a time where we have to be creative. You know, at nursing homes and places that have a lot of older adults, they are trying to figure out ways to maintain connections. It's really hard when, you know, most of us are using video conferencing or, you know, other ways of actually seeing people. I think that that can help a lot. I know that some places are trying to get take iPads into patient rooms so that people can talk. And I think if there's any way that you can get your older relative connected so that they can actually see people. I've heard about people, driving up and talking, from their cars or like talking on the phone, but so that they could still see people so that you could still feel connected. I mean, we are mammals and we really like physical contact, but being close, touching each other, there's some increased risk for that. So I think it's trying to be creative so that people can still feel connected. And a lot of times it's the caring can be shown by doing things for people. So if you can use really good hygiene and bring meals to people, if you can offer to get somebody's groceries, if you can, you could clean someone's house if they can be in a different room from you and you have enough time to, using super good hygiene, trying to figure out ways to help people without potentially exposing them. It takes some creativity, but I think it can be done.
How important is music a component? I've seen where it seems to help patients with dementia and Alzheimer's. Somehow it makes them feel connected and sometimes some surprising memory of lyrics to songs while they can't remember other things.
Right. We know that language and music are in different parts of the brain, but sometimes, lots of senses, feeling things, hearing things, touching things that remind us of pleasant experiences. One of the things to remember about people with dementia is that sometimes they don't remember the details, but they'll still remember the emotion. And they also pick up on emotion. So, all of us, I think, are feeling pretty stressed by COVID-19 and the other things that are going on in the world right now. And so if you can remain calm, if you can use humor, if you can play music that people like, if you can eat the things that bring back good memories, all of that will be helpful.
Even just going through a photo album.
Right, exactly. And the other thing that one of the really bad things about this pandemic and all of us staying at home is that we're less physically active. And there's really good evidence that physical exercise is good for us physically and mentally and also for people with neurological disorders. So trying to figure out ways to move around, being out in nature. And again, that's one of the ways that you can more safely, not completely safely if there are other people around, but you can more safely be active and have a good experience if you can get outside.
I guess you're saying if somebody has dementia, maybe have them on a set schedule, but also have them do a task each day, something to look forward to.
Right. I mean, physical and mental activity is good for us. And I think for caregivers, the other message is that you really want to take care of yourself. If you're getting run down, if you're short-tempered, it is really hard dealing with people with significant memory problems. If you have to go out into public and you're trying to get them to take a mask and they're frightened by seeing people with masks and don't understand why they're, everyone's wearing masks and they, I can say that even though I know it's important to wear a mask, I start talking and it's harder to talk. And so I have this impulse to take it off and someone with dementia might not resist that impulse and might not remember that that's not good. And so trying to be as patient as possible during a really stressful time is super important.
Alzheimer's and Dementia Awareness Month. And from Allegheny Health Network, neuropsychologist Dr. Carol Schramke. Appreciate the work you do, Doctor. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.